Avos Perkdal Mishnah Chavches 428, and in some Mishnayos it's 421. Here we have Rabbi Elazar HaKapar. Elazar HaKapar is not a familiar name in the Mishnah. In fact, this is his only Mishnah, and the next one that follows Huay Omer. But we do have him mentioned many times in the Gemara, as well as Bar Kapara, who may be him or maybe his son. And in any case, not that much is known about him, the truth is. He is a contemporary of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and a little bit younger, a student, and he's mentioned in the context of discussion with Rabbi from time to time. And here he says, Hakina v'hataiva v'hakavod motzina sa'adam in ha'olam. Three things: kina, jealousy; taiva, lusts, bodily lusts; and kavod, the search for honor, glory, respect. Motzina sa'adam in ha'olam, they take a person out of the world. So now, it's ambiguous which world we're even talking about, and the truth is you could read it on three levels. You could say it means that it makes a person unhappy. You know, he just basically, his life is messed up. It could mean that he dies young, and it could mean that he doesn't get into Olam Haba. And in fact, a different version in Avos Rav Nasan actually has Olam Haba explicitly. But we can learn this Mishnah on all three of those levels, that these three things, which are, you know, general categories and very common character flaws that people have, just ruins a person's happiness throughout their life. It can bring on early onset death, and certainly can have consequences which keep a person out of Olam Haba. So let's just do each one at a time. First of all, we have kina. Now, kina means jealousy. So that means, that's the emotion where you see other people having stuff and you think, why can't I have that too? Why did they deserve it, not me? I want their thing. Now, that's just sort of a basic hashkafic flaw at its root, at least sort of from a cerebral perspective, because if you believe in Hashkachas Hashem, Hashem knows what he's doing, he's running the show, so everyone gets exactly what they need, what they deserve, what they should have, and therefore you have what you should have, and he has what he should have, and there's no reason that you should be jealous of him. That's easily said, not so easily done, because we all see things we want, and it's human nature to be jealous. But the Mishnah here is warning you, you better fight that tendency, because jealousy ruins your life. It ruins your life in the here and now, because you automatically aren't happy that you do have. You're focused on what you don't have. And a person needs to realize that every person on planet Earth, I don't care who they are, has countless things for which they should be grateful, and countless things they don't have for which they could want. So if you choose to focus on what you don't have, there's plenty to focus on, and you'll forever be miserable. If you focus on what you do have and rejoice in that, you'll have plenty to be happy about. So that's a choice he made. A person's orientation is to focus on what he doesn't have, what other people do have instead of him. That's just a recipe for being a miserable person. And of course, that misery just eats a person away. There's already Shlomo Melech said that, you know, envy rots the bones. And we mentioned that before, actually, in the Mishnah. So it turns you into like sort of bitter, twisted, grumpy person. And who wants to be that guy? Who wants to be the friend of that guy? More than that, obviously, just eats you up and distances you from other people and makes you have poor relations and makes you generally be unhappy. And that, of course, is going to cut your life short in general. And if you're worried about, you know, the people who are doing the kind of crimes like stealing and fraud and oftentimes murder and oftentimes adultery, what's going on? They want stuff that they're not supposed to have. And since they're not supposed to have, but they don't have it and they want it, they find a way to connive to get what they shouldn't have. That, of course, leads to all sorts of grievous averas, which certainly could result in a person, Rechman al-Tzlan, being out of Olam Haba. Second, we have taiva. Taiva means the general desire to want to gratify the body. The body has lots of different urges, so taiva includes all those things, whether you're talking about food or drink or chasing women, whatever the story is. Again, the constant indulgence of the body comes at a great price. First of all, it just, again, on the three levels, the here and now, a person gets on what's called this hedonic cycle. You know, basically whatever you are enjoying, you just get used to it, and then you want more. So if you're in a habit of always trying to indulge your desires, you just need to have more and more and more in bigger quantities and larger amounts, which leads to everything from, you know, obesity to internet addiction and the gambling addictions, the pornographic addictions. It's a downward spiral. A person sort of isn't gratified and happy in the here and now because of the consequences of their just focusing on trying to indulge themselves. And you can't get ahead of the curve because you get used to that pleasure and want something more and more and more and more. That's why the sort of the Jewish, the cycle of the Jewish, the rhythm, if you will, of the Jewish lifestyle, life cycle is we have ongoing phases of sort of like indulgence. We have a Yom Tov and we have feast days and then we have, et cetera. And then you have like times when you have to abstain and you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink, you're not supposed to get drunk, you're not supposed to. So, you know, there's times for a husband and wife to be closer, sometimes to be less close. There's cycles, okay? And that rhythm of indulgence then refraining allows a person to sort of not fall into that hedonic trap. So you can enjoy what you have and appreciate what you have. But you got to focus on appreciating each step of the way and enjoy the pleasures you have now instead of, you know, wanting the next, the more, to gratify yourself. Because it just, if you stop and enjoy each thing you eat, you make a bracha before and so on, you make your birchas hashachar and the fact that you have sentience and that you have freedom and that you have eyesight, so then you're going to, you know, you enjoy those things. If you focus on what you don't have again and you want to fulfill the body, it never ends. And, you know, all sorts of terrible addictions and the like are coming from people being trapped by this need to sort of have this ongoing chemical rush, serotonin rush in their brains. So that's why it's bad news in the here and now. Furthermore, taiva just brings on early onset death, just shortens your life. The Rambam talks about how people too much focus on satisfying desires that cut the life short. Certainly, it leads to all sorts of unhealthful living, right? Too much of anything is not a good thing, and too much alcohol does a person in. You know, they say 5% of deaths worldwide are from alcohol, you know, related deaths, and certainly a bigger percentage is people from overeating. And so the point is that it's just, you live an unbalanced, taiva-driven lifestyle. You think you're making yourself and your body feel better. Actually, just you're doing yourself a great disservice. And certainly in the Olam Haba, it cuts a person off because, for goodness sakes, right, if you're focused on indulging your body, it comes at the expense of not developing the needs of the soul, of the neshama. And more than just sort of like, it's worse than just a zero-sum game. It's not just like every hour you spend after bodily pursuits, that means 1 hour fewer you're spending, you know, doing spiritual pursuits. It's much more than that. A person who is in the habit of, you know, and tuned into indulging their body, so what happens is it's very difficult to appreciate and get into the spiritual pursuits because, you know, it's much more subtle. You know, it's hard to peel a kid away from a video game to go back to learning a Gemara because the Gemara, well, is engaging and fascinating, but it's just not as easily enjoyed and therefore it's not as stimulating at first blush and so easily stimulating as is a video game, okay? So when you indulge the body, that comes at the price of spiritual pursuits, which of course ultimately would mean that it could cut a person out of Olam Haba. And the third thing is kavod. Kavod is, you know, seeking honor, getting people to think you're important and admire you and respect you and look up to you and think you're something special. So again, chasing honor all day is just death. It's coming from insecurity. It makes a person double down their insecurity. It makes a person essentially enslave other people's opinions of them. And since no one's looking to give you, you know, a pat on the back and tell you you're so great, therefore you're making yourself not just a slave to others' opinions, but you're actually making yourself unhappy because you're not going to get what you want. You're not going to get the coverage you're looking for. Just, you know, that's hard to tell you. And even if you do get it, you're probably going to get it in some synthetic way, you know, some artificial contrived way where you know deep down you're a faker and a phony. So even if people think, ooh, you're big and beautiful and wonderful and smart and fantastic, but you know you're just human and you've misled people and you've overstated your case and you've, you know, bluffed them and therefore you feel bad. So you're unhappy in the now. Even if people think you're great, you don't think you're great. Second of all, it cuts a person's life short because, you know, people do all sorts of the stupidest things to gain, you know, glory and respect, and people think they're smart and clever and adventuresome and brave and fearless. Okay, but that's obviously if you walk into the, you know, what do you call it, the emergency room, you're going to see every dope who did something very stupid because they wanted to be respected, and gang fights and skiing accidents. And this comes from people trying to get respect, and it comes at a great price in this world. And obviously, if a person's focused on his own glory and covet, and he must be numero uno, number one, so then there's that much less room for Hashem and Kvod Shemaim in his life. And if he's focused on what people think about him instead of what he thinks about Hashem, so obviously that comes at a great price. and that price could end up ultimately to being even again, God forbid, doing enough stupid things that he forfeits his Olam Haba. And therefore, in short, these are three things that we all have to work on. Everyone has one or two specifically that really plague them, but Rabbi Elazar ben Akapar tells you kina, taiva, and kavod. Those are the three kind of general categories to work on and get rid of, because bad news.